escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 5th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
If all goes as planned, the Space Shuttle Challenger, with 5 men and 2 women aboard, the largest space crew ever, will rocket into orbit for an 8-day voyage.
All right, sequence start.
Okay, right,
we are now 30 seconds from launch.
7 seconds.
This is the 6th flight of the Shuttle Challenger here at Cape Kennedy, Cape Canaveral. The Kennedy Space Center, a 7-person crew sitting in the capsule of the orbiter.
T-minus 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, go for
manning. A massive amount of water now beginning to flow down, 900,000 gallons.
5, 3, 2, 1,
a huge column of flame coming now from the shuttle's engines.
And the history's largest astronaut crew is on its way.
It looks like the sun has already risen. A huge glow of light coming up over the coast. Enormous sound, the shockwave now beginning to hit our vantage point. The Shuttle Challenger heading toward the sky, right through a bank of clouds, now out of view from where we sit.
On this day in 1984, Space Shuttle Challenger took off to spend 8 days in orbit to deploy satellites and perform other experiments. For the first time, the shuttle crew included 2 women, Sally Ride and Shannon Lucid, as well as the first Canadian in space, Mark Garneau. In 1991, the Linux kernel was officially released for the first time. Born on this day in 1882, American rocket pioneer Robert Goddard. John Hoyt, the first actor to play a ship's doctor aboard the Starship Enterprise, was born in 1905.
I understand we picked up a distress signal.
That's right. Unless we get anything more positive on it, it seems to me the condition of our own crew takes precedent.
I'd like to log the ship's doctor's opinion, too.
Oh, I concur with yours, definitely.
No, good. I'm glad you do. Because we're going to stop first at the Vega colony and replace anybody who needs hospitalization. And also,
the devil are you putting in there, Ice?
Who wants a warm martini?
What makes you think I need one?
Sometimes a man will tell his bartender things he'll never tell his doctor.
Donald Pleasence was born in 1919. Gemini 11 and Apollo 12 astronaut Richard Gordon was born in 1929. Pavel Popovich, the 4th Soviet cosmonaut to reach orbit, was born in 1930. And born in 1940, Tom Christopher, better known to fans of the Buck Rogers TV series, as Hawk.
Whenever we are on our way home, you always say, it takes forever. It is the same distance coming or going. You would think we've been gone for a month.
2 weeks.
12 days. And you were homesick after 3. Your mother will behave as if you've been gone a year.
And father will be gruff, I know. It's always the same, isn't it?
If only you could persuade them to come with us to the soaring place. Perhaps you would not be so...
What is it?
Fires. By the caves. Something is wrong.
Jeff Conaway, who co-starred in Grease, Taxi, and Babylon 5, was born in 1950.
All right. I want write-ups on every incident that happens in the next 10 hours. Anything they say, I want it taken down for analysis. Maybe there's a connection, maybe there's just a whole lot of full moons out there somewhere all lined up, beaming bozo rays into everybody's brains. But either way, I want answers.
Karen Allen, co-star of Raiders of the Lost Ark and Starman, was born in 1951. Author Clive Barker was born in 1952, and so was actor Duncan Reger of Wizards and Warriors fame. Born in 1958, International Space Station astronaut Andre Kuipers and astronomer and 21st Century Cosmos host Neil deGrasse Tyson. Apple Computer co-founder Steve Jobs died on this day in 2011. So did actor Charles Napier, whose career of playing soldiers and military characters took an unlikely turn with a 1969 guest appearance on Star Trek.
Head now to Eden. Yea, brother. Head now to Eden. No more trouble in my body or my mind. Gonna live like a king on whatever I find. Eat all the fruit and throw away the rind. Yeah.
On this day in 1962, The Spy with the License to Kill came to the big screen.
James Bond, 007. License to kill whom he pleases, where he pleases, when he pleases. From the elegant club rooms of Mayfair to exotic island night spots.
Jump up, jump up.
Good evening. Who pays you?
You.
Tell us.
A strange adventure of intrigue, treachery, and love.
Hello? Oh, Mr. Bond. I was thinking, why don't you collect me at my apartment? It's lovely up here in the mountains.
Her directions were easy to follow. And she sent a few of her friends to make sure I didn't get lost.
As Dr. No, starring Sean Connery as James Bond, arrived in theaters. But in 1969, it was time for something completely different.
It's Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Monty Python's Flying Circus premiered on the BBC. In 1978, a Hong Kong toy maker was told to pay millions of dollars to 20th Century Fox and Kenner for marketing a line of rip-off Star Wars look-alike toys under the Space War title. In 1988, Doctor Who celebrated 25 years on television with Remembrance of the Daleks, the premiere of the show's 25th anniversary season.
Doctor, my men have just put three high-explosive grenades into a confined area. Nothing even remotely human could have survived that.
That's the point, Group Captain. It isn't even remotely human. Nitro 9 that you're not carrying.
What no one knew at the time was that this would be the Daleks' last appearance in the original series. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Keane.